Can you hear me? Okay, Mr. President, I did not plan to take the floor again, but I am compelled to do so. I don't believe we can characterize some of the statements we heard this morning, including by some members of the P6 this year, as professional, balanced, or helpful. I fail to see how politicized false accusations against my country, Israel, will contribute to building the trust needed for the future work of the CD. As we are sitting here and listening to all these lies, representatives of Israel are meeting in Qatar, trying to reach an agreement on a ceasefire and to reach the release of 115 hostages that have been held in Gaza since 7th of October for 313 days, since they were brutally kidnapped by Hamas on October 7th in the horrific attack on Israel. But I will not prolong our meeting or dignify these lies and manipulations we heard this morning with a response. It is quite telling that the Arab group has chosen a representative of the murderous Syrian regime that has used chemical weapons against its own population as their speaker. As for the Islamic Republic of Iran, their empty words do not hide the many violations of disarmament obligations seen over the years, nor the blatant use of terror proxies in order to promote their extreme ideology, as well as terror and instability in the Middle East. No amount of lies will change the reality. Israel will continue to fight terrorism in all its forms and defend our people and strive for peace. I call upon all members of the conference to contribute to our efforts to reach an agreement on a final report and preserve this conference. Thank you, Mr. President.